HeidiTown.com, Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about events, festivals, and travel across Colorado. Here's the lineup for March 30th through April 1st, 2012. First, I want to point out an error in last week's segment. I said the Flowbots were playing the Breckenridge Spring Concert Series at Peak 8, but that was actually last year's schedule. The lineup this year includes Julian Marley, Soul Rebels, Leftover Salmon, Donovan Frankenreiter, Toots and Maydles, and Rusted Root. Sounds like a great time in Breckenridge this spring. Of course, it's always a good time in Breck. Keep tabs on the town and the resort at Breckenridge.com. There are lots of film festivals across Colorado, and I rarely mention them here because there are just so many, and most are fairly typical. However, sometimes one catches my eye. On Friday, March 30th, the Colorado Mountain Club will host the Winter Wildlands Alliance's Backcountry Film Festival at the Wildlife Experience in Parker. The festival promotes the work of grassroots filmmakers who tell compelling and entertaining stories of backcountry, non-motorized recreation, and environmental preservation. This is the 7th annual world tour of the festival, and the 90-minute program features some of the most extreme winter athletes in the world. More on the film festival at backcountryfilmfestival.org, and more on the venue at wildlifeexperience.org. This weekend, I will be attending The Sound of Music at Midtown Art Center in Fort Collins. The show started last weekend, and I'm so excited to see Midtown's production of one of my favorite stories. Watch for a review of the play on HeidiTown.com next week. Other dinner theater productions now playing include Oklahoma at Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Loveland, running through June 2nd, The Drowsy Chaperone at Boulder's Dinner Theater, playing through May 13th. One Enchanted Evening is currently underway at the Heritage Square Music Hall in Golden. And Seven Brides for Seven Brothers starts on April 7th at the Union Colony Dinner Theater in Greeley. Here's one of those events that you may not hear about anywhere else. I simply find it delightful, although perhaps it won't appeal to many of the males who might be listening. It's the Haberdasher's Delight Hat Workshop at the Molly Brown House Museum in Denver on Saturday, March 31st. Participants create their very own Titanic-sized millinery masterpiece with the help of historic fashion experts. The museum provides the hats, materials, and refreshments while you supply the creativity. The materials will be for spring or summer hats, but on September 15th, you can return to the museum to create a winter hat. Learn more at mollybrown.org. On the Western Slope, there's a Spring Fest this Saturday in Palisade. This downtown festival includes an Easter bonnet contest, gardening tips, music, vendors, food, and dancing. It will be a great way for the area to embrace the start of their wonderful growing season. Visit palisadetribune.com for details. Also this weekend, at the Loveland Ski Area, it's the annual New Belgium Brewing Scavenger Hunt, brought to you by the Alliance for Sustainable Colorado. Be sure to put on your thinking cap before you go, because the clues won't be easy. To give you a few hints, some of the fun includes hunting for Bigfoot and chasing down an angler. Afterwards, celebrate your hard work with a cold brew. More at SkiLoveland.com. That's all the time I have for this week. Until next time, join the town's block party on Facebook at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB. The Facebook page is such a great addition to HeidiTown.com because I can tell you about a bunch of events and festivals that never make it on the blog or on the radio show. Also, be sure you are following me on Twitter at HeidiTown and join the town on Google+. Lastly, you are always welcome to email me directly at themayor@HeidiTown.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.